You will hear part of a talk by a man called James Edwards, who is the director of a museum association called Museums for All. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Thank you for coming to hear my talk about Museums for All. My name's James Edwards, and I'm director of the association. Let me start by telling you what the association is. As the name suggests, it's a sort of club with all the museums in the country as members. Although museums themselves have been around for hundreds of years, our part in this is relatively new. 2 years ago, a group of major museums came together and started the association. But we're already making big changes. So, what's our task? Since the association was formed, we've been putting in a great deal of effort to alter the experience people have of visiting museums. For decades, museums have been seen as stuffy, boring places. But in the next few years, we aim to have transformed this belief, and we've got plenty of ideas about how to do this. My own background isn't actually in this field. As a university graduate, I worked for a marketing firm and made the switch to advertising a few years later. It was while I was working for a large agency in this area that I was approached and asked to think about becoming director of Museums for All. I hope my experience will enable me to apply a fresh point of view. At Museums for All, we believe we have to publicise museums more effectively as far as attracting visitors is concerned. The age-old way of running a museum has been too passive in this respect, which is why we're committed to being more active in that sense. I can quite understand why traditional museums are the way they are. It's all to do with the history of museums and the whole way of thinking about museums in the past, when they were mainly for people with high levels of education. All that has changed, but people in general still don't feel very much at home in museums. We're working on ways to change that. The best way to encourage interest in museums, I think, is to get children into the idea from an early age. Ideally, I'd like to see close links between museums and schools in the area, so the children can feel that the museum belongs to them. It's important that we reach out to the community and connect with them in this way. Many people find museums a little threatening. They're often silent places in dark old buildings. We want museums to be much more friendly places, much like shopping malls are, with things like cafes and gift shops. We envisage museums with a central area and wings or corridors leading off that area towards the exhibitions and other facilities. That would allow people to return to the central area after wandering around for as long as they want. A trip to a large museum can leave people feeling overwhelmed. There's so much to see that visitors don't know where to begin. At Museums for All, we think that we can make a museum visit a far less exhausting experience, which for some people is the case. By changing their appearance and improving visitor flow, we think people will come to enjoy the experience much more than they ever have. Rebuilding museums, however, is rather expensive, but they are really important. Investing in museums is investing in the future of the country, just like investing in other services for the community, and the government has to realise that. We certainly have a huge challenge ahead of us in the next few months, but I feel very optimistic about what we have to do. I'm sure we'll see more and more people visiting museums in the near future through our programme of planned cultural events. Next year, in June, we're organising a museum festival, which is intended to attract people who wouldn't normally go to museums. I'm convinced it will be a huge success. I think that's really all we've got time for right now. But are there any questions?
Now you will hear part two again.
Thank you for coming to hear my talk about Museums for All. My name's James Edwards, and I'm director of the association. Let me start by telling you what the association is. As the name suggests, it's a sort of club with all the museums in the country as members. Although museums themselves have been around for hundreds of years, our part in this is relatively new. 2 years ago, a group of major museums came together and started the association. But we're already making big changes. So, what's our task? Since the association was formed, we've been putting in a great deal of effort to alter the experience people have of visiting museums. For decades, museums have been seen as stuffy, boring places. But in the next few years, we aim to have transformed this belief. And we've got plenty of ideas about how to do this. My own background isn't actually in this field. As a university graduate, I worked for a marketing firm and made the switch to advertising a few years later. It was while I was working for a large agency in this area that I was approached and asked to think about becoming director of Museums for All. I hope my experience will enable me to apply a fresh point of view. At Museums for All, we believe we have to publicise museums more effectively as far as attracting visitors is concerned. The age-old way of running a museum has been too passive in this respect, which is why we're committed to being more active in that sense. I can quite understand why traditional museums are the way they are. It's all to do with the history of museums and the whole way of thinking about museums in the past, when they were mainly for people with high levels of education. All that has changed, but people in general still don't feel very much at home in museums. We're working on ways to change that. The best way to encourage interest in museums, I think, is to get children into the idea from an early age. Ideally, I'd like to see close links between museums and schools in the area, so the children can feel that the museum belongs to them. It's important that we reach out to the community and connect with them in this way. Many people find museums a little threatening. They're often silent places in dark old buildings. We want museums to be much more friendly places, much like shopping malls are, with things like cafes and gift shops. We envisage museums with a central area and wings or corridors leading off that area towards the exhibitions and other facilities. That would allow people to return to the central area after wandering around for as long as they want. A trip to a large museum can leave people feeling overwhelmed. There's so much to see that visitors don't know where to begin. At Museums for All, we think that we can make a museum visit a far less exhausting experience, which for some people is the case. By changing their appearance and improving visitor flow, we think people will come to enjoy the experience much more than they ever have. Rebuilding museums, however, is rather expensive, but they are really important. Investing in museums is investing in the future of the country, just like investing in other services for the community, and the government has to realise that. We certainly have a huge challenge ahead of us in the next few months, but I feel very optimistic about what we have to do. I'm sure we'll see more and more people visiting museums in the near future through our programme of planned cultural events. Next year, in June, we're organising a museum festival, which is intended to attract people who wouldn't normally go to museums. I'm convinced it will be a huge success. I think that's really all we've got time for right now. But are there any questions?
That is the end of part two.